JM in the AM on a Wednesday morning broadcast. One of our favorite guests. This is not a secret. One of our favorite guests, and we haven't spoken to him in a while, and that's my fault, is David Matlow. David Matlow is the owner of the world's largest Herzl collection, anything having to do with Theodore Herzl. David is responsible for, in fact, I mean, David knew this, and certainly many of our listeners knew, because I referenced it so often, a small miniature of Theodore Herzl was destroyed in our studio fire 1 year ago, and we are dedicating the brand new studio 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I want to thank my niece, my wonderful niece Tikva from Israel, who provided a brand new Herzl miniature that is going to be in the brand new studio in Manhattan starting 2 weeks from tomorrow. So I want to thank her for that and all the special gifts. It was not just Herzl that she provided, but others as well from the history of Israel. But I know David, of course, has a special affinity when it comes to Theodore Herzl. David Matlow, a pleasure to wish you a happy Shushan Purim and welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much, Nachum, and happy Shushan Purim to you and to all your listeners.
Greetings
from Toronto.
You knew that. Oh, by the way, there's some items I need from you for the brand new studio, because you may recall, I don't know if you have extras of these, but you may recall that you provided for me the plastic balcony. Do you remember this? The plastic balcony, an image of Herzl in the iconic scene, the iconic photograph, of course, and image of him. I don't know if you have any extras, but next time I'm up in Toronto, I got to load up the car with some of those items.
I will certainly set you up. I will Herzl out your studio as much as you want.
Yeah, and you're capable of doing that. I saw that live and in person when I visited your incredible collection. So Israel is turning 75. In fact, we hope and we are planning, in addition to the big wedding trip, since my son is getting married right before Pesach in Israel, in addition to that trip, we are hoping to go back for Yom HaTzmaut, for Israel Independence Day, because it is a big, big celebration day. Israel is turning 75 on the fifth day of Iyar, and a lot of people are doing a lot of things. We've actually added a show to our lineup with Rabbi David Hertzberg hosting, specifically lecturing on the topic of Israel at 75 and going over some of the incredible things that have happened since the founding of the state 75 years ago. What is David Matlow doing to commemorate Israel's 75th birthday?
Well, what I've done, I have a weekly segment in the Canadian Jewish News. It's called Treasure Trove. And each week I take one item from my collection. And my collection is not limited to Herzl. There's a lot of Herzl, but there's a lot of other Zionist and Jewish and Israeli history items. Every week I take one and I include it in the Canadian Jewish News with a description. And I've done that for 2 years, so I have more than 100 of them completed. And what I did is I curated 75 of them, those that tell the history of the state of Israel, the longing for the homeland, the dream of it, its realization. And I put it together in a book called 75 Treasures, Celebrating Israel at 75. So it's really 75 artifacts, memorabilia, some might say tchotchkes, that are in this book. And they tell the amazing story of the creation of the state of Israel, how we dreamed for it and how we made it happen.
You know, we have such a desire for members of synagogues, for school children of all ages, especially high school, to see this and to internalize all the things that you've featured in this publication. Let me just give the information first. There could be principals and shul rabbis and presidents listening right now. It is such a great piece for the upcoming 75th anniversary. It's a 48-page publication, everybody, that contains many pieces from David's collection that help add context to the story of Israel's miraculous journey from concept to country. If you or your organization, your school, anybody are interested in a custom print run of the magazine or in any way to include David in your Israel 75 celebration, I strongly, strongly suggest you get on this immediately. David, the best way for people to contact you so that you can be featured during the Israel 75 celebrations or so the booklet can be one that's given out and studied by the youngsters and by people in synagogues, what should they do?
So I have a website, herzlcollection.com, and if you go to that website, you'll see a banner that says 75 Treasures, and you can click on that. It's available for free download. This is not a financial enterprise for me, and it's really about spreading this story and enhancing people's love for the state of Israel. So it's available for free download. And if any organization wants, many of them, we can do a special print run and we can send the file to a printer in your local jurisdiction. If you're in Dallas, Texas, you don't need it couriered from Toronto. We'll send the file to a printer there and you can have it printed there and distributed to your community or any place. In fact, just yesterday, I've been dealing with the Zionist organization in Victoria, Australia, and we've sent the file down to there, and 75 treasures will be printed in Australia.
Phenomenal, David. Absolutely phenomenal. What you do for modern Jewish history and keeping it alive is just amazing. All right, it's called 75 Treasures, Celebrating Israel at 75. I'm going to turn to you. Obviously, I have it in front of me because I have my computer in front of me, so I'll be able to reference or to look at anything that you referenced this morning here at JMM, and we have time for a few items, of course. But I'm so curious, David. This is the only time I'll put you on the spot this morning. Otherwise, you'll be in control of this presentation. Why the image on the cover? Why did the United Palestine Appeal make it to the front cover of this when, frankly, you probably could have included, you know, hundreds or chosen, I should say, from hundreds of potential cover items?
So what's on the cover is really the book is the cover of a program for a rally or a meeting that took place in Madison Square Gardens in New York in 1948. As part of the United Palestine Appeal, which then became either the United Jewish Appeal or United Israel Appeal, but this was in New York. They had something called a Night of Stars, which I think ran until the 60s, started in 1937, where Broadway and movie stars came out to support the fundraising for Eretz Yisrael. And I love this image. It's 1948, so it's the first one after independence.
Right.
And on the cover is a man that has both I think it's a hoe, a farming implement,
yep,
as well as a gun on his shoulder.
Yep.
So this was the need to both build the land and defend it, and in front of a series of Israeli flags. And it has the quote from the book of Jeremiah, "And Jacob shall return, and none shall make him afraid." And I think that this one image just summarizes the aspiration and the realization, and also what we continue to dream will be the case for Medinat Yisrael.
So true and so well put. David Matlow is with us. Herzl Collection. Herzl, by the way, is spelled H-E-R-Z-L. HerzlCollection.com/75, the number 75, dash treasures. Again, HerzlCollection.com/75-treasures. In fact, if you're listening to this conversation via archive, you can pause this right now and you could download it from that website and follow along as David goes through some of the items this morning here at JM the AM. Again, Herzl Collection, H-E-R-Z-L, HerzlCollection.com/75-treasures. All right, David, where do I go to first? So which page am I looking at?
Well, I am just flipping randomly, and let me start, I guess. Let's start at the beginning. The very first image is a stereoscopic card of the Kotel in Jerusalem. This was taken in the late 1800s.
Right.
And when I say stereoscopic, there are two images. You put it in a kind of viewer, and you got a three-dimensional image.
Right.
And it really is... was by a company called Underwood, and Underwood, which had offices in New York and Toronto and in London. And it was a way for people to see Eretz Yisrael. And I have hundreds of these different images from Israel, but of course there were images of other countries, and this way that people had an ability to see different places before there was, you know, movies or the internet, and really just shows the fascination of Eretz Yisrael historically. So this is from the late 1800s. It's a beautiful image. What I've captured in the book are really some of the building blocks of the realization of the dream. from the Hatikva. It's a sheet music that was from the early 1900s with the song Hatikva, which was the Zionist anthem, which ultimately became, of course, the anthem of the State of Israel. A flag, what was called the flag of Zion, which became the flag of the State of Israel, which was a free giveaway in cigarette packages around 1911.
Wow.
And so this was a series of free giveaways. It's a time when companies were encouraging people to smoke cigarettes,
right.
And they would put in different knickknacks. But what's fascinating is this is in a series of sets of flags from Britain, Canada, United States, France, and included in that was the flag, the Zionist flag. So even from before the state was created, the idea of a Jewish homeland was represented in items that were given away. There is a photograph of Alfred Dreyfus and his children. So we know the story of Dreyfus, who was a French officer, a Jewish officer in the French army, wrongly convicted, charged and convicted of treason, and then went off to jail. And this was part of the inspiration of Herzl, because he was the journalist covering this trial in the late 1800s in France. But here's a postcard of Dreyfus et son enfant, together with his children. This was not just an icon and a player in the history of the State of Israel, but he was a guy with kids. And it's just important to realize everyone who had a hand in the creation of the State of Israel was not just a hero, but a person, a family, a man as well.
Where is that? Do you have a page number on that one?
Yeah, they drive this. I'm on page 11.
Okay, got it.
And this is the first one on the book. The first section is the dream.
Right.
And then we get the second section is the need. And this really talks about anti-Semitism and the Shoah with a few items. I'm not a collector of Shoah items, but it conceptualizes the need and the continuing need for State of Israel. One of my favorite pieces is found on page 12. This is from Chicago. In 1933, there was a pageant at Soldier Field as part of the World's Fair in Chicago in 1933. It was called Romance of a People. 120,000 people were in attendance at Soldier Field. It's still the stadium for the Chicago Bears. And what it was on the field telling the story of the Jewish people from the time of Abraham through to the time of the Chalutim, the pioneers. And it was really a fundraiser to help rescue the Jews of Germany. So even in 1933, there was an understanding of the peril that the Jews of Germany were living in. And in fact, Chaim Weizmann was in attendance in Chicago at this pageant. And so there were a number of items in the book about the American connection and the effort towards the creation of the State of Israel. I don't know, Nachum, how much time we have for how many more.
Well, I didn't realize until I saw your book, or actually we may have discussed this before, I didn't remember it, that the yard site of Henrietta Zold was chosen as the date for Mother's Day in Israel, which apparently continues until today. I did not realize that. I think I've pointed out to you in the past that our broadcast center in Manhattan is about two blocks away from the Henrietta Zold School. Not an uncommon practice in the first half of the 20th century for Zionist leaders to have schools in the United States named for them. In fact, you've told us some great stories about schools named for Herzl in the past.
Right. And I try to include in the book just interesting nuggets. Pieces of information, and that indeed is one of them.
Well, if you speaking of nugget or piece of trivial information, if you ever wondered if David Ben-Gurion made the cover of Time magazine, your book proves that, in fact, he did, right?
He did, in fact, twice. but I only put one in the magazine. I didn't to keep it different things, but absolutely.
I didn't realize that he made it twice. That's actually pretty significant, frankly, when we think about the media and often its reaction to Israel. You said you don't concentrate on the Shoah, which I totally get, and obviously we admire your work regarding the state, but it can't be lost on you, David, as you, and I don't know what's going on up in Canada, but you certainly are familiar with what's happening in the U.S. I'm sure it doesn't get lost on you when you read of anti-Semitic episodes that are happening around the world, including in the United States, either episodes or threats, etc., just how vital the state of Israel is. And even though, again, that aspect of its founding is not your concentration, still, it's got to cross your mind every time you hear about what Jews around the world are going through.
Absolutely. Herzl envisioned the Jewish state as the solution, what he called the modern solution to the Jewish question, which was anti-Semitism. So it indeed is a response to anti-Semitism, but it morphed in a way that Herzl wouldn't have imagined to a different form of, I guess, mega or national-based anti-Semitism. But I don't need to convince you or your listeners that we can't imagine how much better off we are with the existence of the state of Israel than we would have been without. I'm born in 1960, so I lived my whole life with the state of Israel.
Yeah, certainly.
My father did not. And one of the purposes of the book, and I mentioned this in the introduction, it's called 75 Treasures, but the real treasure is the state of Israel. But just because it exists and we have it doesn't mean it cannot be taken away from us if we drop our guard, we stop caring about it, we allow our infighting to distract us from the main mission, which is to have this precious treasure of a Jewish homeland. So the book, in addition to showing all of the 75 things that went into the creation of the State of Israel, challenges all the readers to add their own page to the story. What do we each contribute, or in the future can contribute, to continue to keep it safe and strong, and so that, God willing, in 25 years, 100 treasures, and in 125 years, 200 treasures. We have to not drop our eye on the ball and continue to support it and love it and cherish it, because we cannot take it for granted. And that's the main message that I'm trying to communicate in this book.
Well, it's an important message, and one because of the items that you have and that you feature, one that becomes a reality for people is that they understand that the era that we talk about, the pre-state era, the young state era, actually happened, and these items give everybody a chance to see that. I got to mention two other things that happen to both be on the same page. Do you think the photo you have of the El Al airline bag is the first post-state El Al airline bag?
No, I think this bag is maybe from the 50s.
It's pretty cool.
It's on page 39. I love it because it also evokes an era when you'd actually get an airline bag right, when you went on an airline flight.
Correct. Oh, I'll never forget some of the free gifts as a kid that we used to get from El Al. And the other one I wanted to mention was you have a photo with Paul Newman and the cast of Exodus. You know, Hollywood also played a role in this. We talked about Time Magazine a couple of minutes ago and obviously how mass media viewed the state of Israel and its leadership. But Hollywood had a role in it as well. And that was a really important movie in terms of the way people perceived both the Jewish people and the state of Israel.
Absolutely. The book itself, there's books written about the book Exodus, which
right.
is how it imprinted a sense of pride in American Jewry, and I dare say Canadian as well, in terms of understanding Israel. And this movie, now we know about all the TV shows and movies that come out of Israel, but this was extremely, extremely rare. And in the book, I talk about what David Ben-Gurion's review of the book Exodus, and he said, as a literary work, it isn't much, but as a piece of propaganda, it's the best thing ever written about Israel.
Yeah.
So I love the movie Exodus. When we're in Jerusalem, I always like to have lunch at the patio of the King David Hotel, just like Paul Newman did. in the movie.
Yeah, it was on PBS recently, and it's one of those things when it comes on TV, I simply can't turn away. It is remarkable to see how well they portray that era and that episode. Listen, everybody, it's very simple. You're not going to make it up to David's house, likely, to see his home museum dedicated to Herzl and the State of Israel. We had that opportunity to do so, but it's a rarity unless you happen to be in his neighborhood. So here's an opportunity to really view some of the incredible things that he has and synagogues and schools out there, an opportunity now with the booklet, whether you use it as an e-booklet or as an actual physical book that that David's offering. Here's an opportunity to really educate all of us, adults and kids, about the first 75 years of the State of Israel and so much that has that the Jewish people have endured during this period of time. The anniversary is coming up. The 5th of Iyar is right around the corner. Prepare. Everybody out there, prepare. Prepare your synagogue, your groups, your organizations, and especially your schools for an important week when we hope to be in Israel and so much of the world hopes to be focusing on Israel. Go to the website. David has all the information there. It's really simple. You can either download the ebook, or as we recommend, you can actually have, with David's cooperation, an opportunity to print these books, 48 pages, and give them out as texts, which hopefully will be studied and hopefully brought home and make an impact on Jewish families who see them. Herzlcollection.com, again, H-E-R-Z-L, Herzlcollection.com/75-treasures. Herzlcollection.com/75-treasures. David Matlow, an amazing and incredible piece of work. Thank you so much for doing this, and let's hope that it really helps a lot of people get into the spirit of Israel 75.
I hope so, and thanks very much, and it's really nice to reconnect and Yashar Koach on your new studio coming up.
I appreciate
it. Can't wait to see it and decorate it.
I was just going to say, I hope you have a trip to New York planned soon, so I'd like to host you there.
I will, and I will bring with me some items so you will have Herzl all around you.
Yeah,
I look forward. We'll be there after Pesach.
I have a feeling you will, and believe you me, as you know, I am certainly looking forward. Plenty coming up if you keep it right here on a Shushan Purim Wednesday at JM in the AM.